One big day, baby dedications are a big deal. It's also a big day because personal testimonies are a big deal. They're a really big deal. Look up here on the screen. 1 John chapter 1, verse 4. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest, and we have seen it and testified to it and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And then the psalmist said this, Psalm 40, verse 9, he says, I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great congregation. Behold, I have not restrained my lips, as you know, O Lord. I have not hidden your deliverance within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness from the great congregation. So this morning, it's a big deal for us to hear from a couple in our church, and many of you know them. You've known them from the men's ministry, the women's ministry, from reading the scriptures occasionally before a Bible study. So would you please welcome Dave and Katie Glendy as they come and share their testimony.
That is what we want to do. I mean, we're Pastor Rich. First, thank you for being our shepherd here and for being a faithful servant to Jesus for the mission that He's called you to do here and for delivering His word faithfully Sundays, Mondays, at any time, Lord. And we're just so blessed to have you as our pastor, Lord, and shepherding us, Lord, and to remind us always that there's only one reason why we're here, and that's because of Jesus. And we truly can say that here. And so, as what Pastor Rich read, we're just here to testify to His work in our lives. And, you know, everything, as we were sitting here listening from the beginning of our service today, listening to what was prayed from the beginning, to the songs we sang for worship, to the baby dedications. I mean, all of these things are, we could say, about us and our lives and our testimony. And so it's all about Him. Pastor Chris asked us a couple weeks ago if we would do our testimony about our marriage, and yes, we would do that. But it's, you know, our marriage didn't start this way that we were just looking at with the baby dedications, and we didn't start at that beginning. So our marriage is, and our testimony about that is really also wrapped up, linked tightly to our own personal salvation, and that's what you're gonna hear. So if there's one thing that you would bring away from this, and that would be this, is that, you know, by the world standards and by the way things go, we shouldn't be here. We should be divorced, off, doing something, who knows what, but surely not here, talking about our marriage and God's work in our lives. And so we have nothing to boast in. We have no work in what we're going to talk about that was of us. It's just Jesus' work in our life and His faithfulness, His redeeming love in that. So first, let's pray. So, Father, I pray, I thank you for bringing us here, for giving us this opportunity to share the work in your lives, in our lives, Lord. And I pray for the hearts and minds that of the people that you've gathered here, Lord. I pray that that would be rich soil that would take in what you have for us to share today, Lord, and that even our lives would be transformed by that in giving it, Lord. And we pray that this would be just to magnify your glory, to show your works, show the power and redeeming love and the work of Christ in our lives. And it's in his awesome and glorious name we pray. Amen. I'm Dave. This is Katie. We met when we were in mid-20s, and we got married 2 years later. And last Thursday, we celebrated our 32nd wedding anniversary. Katie says she's 29, and we've been married 32 years, so I don't know how that works. But in some ways, you can say we've actually been married 18 years, and so you'll understand about that. I grew up in Eureka, up in Northern California, small town, traditional family. Went to the church that my mom's family has always went to since the mid-1800s, and so we attended church. And when I was 16, 76, we moved here to Roseville and stopped going to church then. And so when we got married, I mean, I knew of God, but I didn't know God. I wasn't a Christian. My identity was in my work and being a husband, in that order, probably. My goals were to be a loving husband, a good father, and a successful provider. My goal, passion, best possessions, position, that was what I was all about, right? House, cars, more money, moving up in the corporation, all of that kind of thing. So our marriage just started out okay, but that's soon, all the things we go through is with young kids and marriage and not really knowing what to do. That started getting worse and worse. And, I thought it was my job to make Katie happy, right? And I had no idea actually how to do that. I tried, but I failed at that. And I knew she wasn't happy. She would let me know that she wasn't happy in many different ways, and she'll talk about some of that. And so every once in a while she'd come and she would plead with me and say, something has to change here. We just can't keep doing this. And I was failing and I didn't know what to do. And I was sort of angry and bitter and resentful about the whole thing. And so I wouldn't do anything. And so we would sort of plaster over that and make it all look good and fine and just keep moving on, right? And so for the first 10 years of our marriage, that's what we did. And it just slowly disintegrated into some empty shell. And so then one day we showed up at the kitchen table. It was for another one of those pleading talks, but it was going to be something sort of different than that.
So I was raised in the Catholic Church, and I always believed in God, but I never really knew him. I thought that he expected me to be good, and yet I could never really measure up. And so basically I gave up, and as a teen I rebelled and lived life my own way and really messed it up. I was searching for love. I was searching for happiness in the world, and I ended up very angry and bitter. I was unloving, ungrateful, selfish, partying all the time, sexually promiscuous, materialistic, and basically spiritually dead and empty. And my heart was a big mess when I met and married Dave. And I thought getting married and having a family would give me the love and happiness that I was seeking. However, my life just continued on the same path of destruction. I wanted closeness and intimacy with Dave, but my anger and my bitterness kept him from feeling safe, basically, to have those honest conversations with me, which was the very thing I was longing for. So no matter how much I pleaded with him for that connection, it was not happening. So I grew steadily more angry and hurt, and one day I found myself not in love anymore, and we sat down at the table, and I asked him for a separation. So being separated for the better part of 2 years, I found myself going to counseling, looking in self-help books, but nothing really improved until one day I was invited to church, and I heard about Jesus' love and grace and learned that he was the answer I'd been looking for, and I asked him to come into my life. Well, what happened next was an all-out miracle. I call it the day of wrenching. I actually had a heart transplant. God, who is so rich in mercy, gave me a new heart, a heart of flesh, and he removed my dead, hardened heart. And consequently, I couldn't divorce Dave. And so we got back together again. And God started renewing my thinking, and I realized that I could never be good enough, and I needed a Savior to wash away all my sins and failures. And I realized that the love that I'd been seeking all my life was poured out for me on the cross, and it wasn't something I could earn. I realized that the joy and peace of being in Christ was the happiness that I longed for. And that Dave could never be the one to fill my heart, only God could. The new heart that Jesus gave me was so hungry and thirsty for God's word and fellowship with his people. It no longer found pleasure in the things that I've been going after. And God helped me to be patient and kind and gentle to my family rather than yelling and screaming and being all self-focused. God gave me the courage to have really hard, honest conversations with Dave. And he prepared me for a brand new marriage. My love for Dave was literally resurrected. And my commitment for him, to him was renewed. And my gratitude for the husband that God had given me grew and grew and continues to grow. God gave me a lot of patience to wait for Dave to trust me again and to understand that Jesus really had made me a new wife. But for a long time, Dave was on the fence.
Indeed. So as Katie said, we were separated for 2 years, and you know, during that time, as she also said, you know, the world would you know, there's these ways we're supposed to fix these things, right? Well, it was clear there was no answer here. Well, there was an answer: get divorced. But that wasn't happening. I mean, we talked about it, but neither of us would take those steps to do that. You know, God had other plans for us, but we didn't know what those plans were. Starting to see that, and when we moved back in together, I mean, things weren't fixed. That just meant that we were married singles living in the same building. And, I mean, I saw Katie's heart change, anger, bitterness, the stuff go out. But, you know, for me, I said, well, yeah, I'll give that a couple days. And I told my friends, I said, you know, I don't know. She's crazy. She's gone off the deep end. You know, her boyfriend is Jesus now, and she's in love with him. I said, like, and everything's going to be fine. Like, I had no idea what to do with that. And then she asked me, well, we were in this face-off then, right? I'm stiff-arming God and stiff-arming her. And so then she asked me, she invited me to come to church with her and the kids, and I knew that it was the right thing, that I should be doing that. And so I said, okay, fine, I'll come. And it was really then, not shortly after that, then I heard the gospel for the first time, and God started changing me, changing my heart. I agreed to go to counseling together then, and then in one of those sessions, I had written this poem, and I shared it with Norma, our counselor, and she said, well, had you shared it with Katie? And I was like, no. I said, well, it wasn't that I hadn't shared it with her. I was just withholding it from her, right? And so she had her, Katie, get up against the wall in her office and hold her arms out and ask me, so Dave, how long are you going to keep her there? Yeah, okay. So it wasn't long after that I stopped stiff-arming God and I gave my life to Christ. And And he started to make me into a new man. Showed me how to love him and trust him and love and trust my wife. As Pastor Rich has been talking about just in the last couple weeks in Ephesians, by Christ's blood, the wall of hostility is broken down. And so not only is that wall of hostility broken down between ourselves and God, but between my wife and I, it was gone. And so that just allowed God to do the next step. And that was entering the refiner's fire together into the room you don't want to go into the talks that you know you should have, but you don't want to talk about it because it's too scary. Can't trust the person. But in this case, I could. And with Jesus' help, then we did that. And it was hot. Hot. But you know you got to go in and you can't come back out until it's done. But that's where the work gets done. And that's where the work did get done. And so Jesus was not just making us new individually, but building a new marriage with him at the center of it. And so then in June of 99, more than 4 years since that table talk where we separated, then I asked her to marry me for real this time with this ring. So that was really the beginning of our new marriage. So now we say we have a real marriage built by, through, and for Jesus for his glory. We find that as we grow closer to him, we grow closer to each other. We do that by talking about him, studying his word together here or on Thursday nights or in our community group or in fellowship with our friends. We know that as our love grows for him, it grows for each other. We've experienced that. We know that to be true. So last couple things. So last week we asked our kids, Garrett and Arden. So they had front row seats to what was going on, right? They were 8 and 6 at the time when this all happened, 12 and 10 when it was done. And we asked, so what would be the most important thing that you would want us to share in our testimony? And so Garrett said, well, it was obvious to me that this was a work of God. Couldn't have been done by us. And for Arden, she said, well, when I tell your testimony to my friends, then what I say is that my salvation is tied into watching God's work in our lives, in and through us, and in our marriage. So in closing, we know that the world's, as we said, it's not us. I mean, that if it was of the world, we would not be here. But by God's grace and mercy and his pursuing, redeeming love that he just lavished on us and our marriage, we're here to tell you this testimony. Yeah. Thank you.